Welcome and breathe in air. Abstract Illusions Radio, the show that explores and exposes the many aspects of expression, with your host, Jennifer Hellman.
Everyone, and welcome to 2009. This is your host, Jennifer Hellman, on air. I am an intuitive life coach as well as a writer and many other things. You can check out my website, angelsintuition.com, and see my many other gifts that I've been very blessed with in this lifetime. This is an 11-year, or it's also the year of partnership and participation. Now, tonight I don't have a guest, so I am opening the lines. If you have questions, comments, discussions, something you want to talk about. And the subject we're going to talk about tonight is kind of what I got a very clear message this morning when I was talking to a friend wishing her the best in the new year. She always asked me about if she can pull me some tarot cards. And she did, and she uses the Osho Zen tarot cards, which is an awesome, beautiful deck. And the card she got for me, as I asked the question, the theme of this year was awareness, participation, and abundance. Now, I think this is a great theme for this year, and I do think it is one that everybody's going to have, just not me. So tonight's show is based on awareness, participation, and abundance. Now, awareness is, of course, the consciousness of the oneness of who and what you are and connecting it. It's also the interconnection of each of us knowing the truth of who and what we truly are and the effects that we have on the mass consciousness of the universe and not just the immediate surroundings around us. Our thoughts, our feelings, they do affect everyone here and other places. Now, awareness is of this journey that we're on. It is the path of participating at the present, the participation of getting physically and spiritually involved with humanity and the process that we have already, most of us have already embarked on or just about to remain in that process, yet still remain the witness to it all. Through discernment and detachment, we can gain even more from the experience that we are playing out. Understand that everybody that comes into your life that you're participating with is a mirror of you. The highs, the lows, and the in-betweens. And we can only reflect from them what we reflect to them. The energy out is the energy back. This is something that I've gotten very, very clearly in the last few months of 2008. The reflections of the people coming back to me. And at times it wasn't always easy to see the God spark within him, I'll be honest. I was getting a lot of anger from a few people. So, I was getting angry. And I wanted to get rid of that anger, and I had a hard time doing it. Because they just didn't want to participate. They just wanted to turn away and not think about that. They were stuffing down their emotions instead of really fully understanding what those emotions were. So with that, with participation, you have to understand what the mirror is and truly reflect to them what you want to get back. Always look and see the good in people because it's truly the only thing that's really worth seeing. Yes, everybody has their flaws. They have their ups and downs. But in this day and age, and now in the ascension process that we're going through and have been going through, connecting to the heart, being of integrity and being impeccable with your words, your thoughts, your actions, you will get back the same energy. We are really being able to have a unique experience of having the individual taking part of the circle of life by creating a vital, unified whole this opportunity is participating with others now in this year, even more so, and making your contribution to create something greater and more beautiful that each of us couldn't manage before. It's time to really put our energy out there and say, all right, I need somebody to do this, that, and the other with me. And I do mean together, not just throwing the work on them. It's time to work together, folks, and make this world a better place. That's the energy of 2009. It's an 11 year. It's a master number. It is incredible energy to bring forth all those projects you started in 2009. Now you can truly participate in them and bring them to fruition, because they're all awesome. They're all expressions of the universe, of God, of yourself, and they're needed, they're wanted, they're desired. It has a place here, because each of us is that very special place in that giant puzzle called humanity. Nobody can replace you. No one. You have a unique energy that plays a part in this great puzzle that we are finally getting put together to have a lot of peace and prosperity. And it's all available. You just need to be open to it. With all this contribution and all this work that we've been putting forth, you have to understand, by participating, you're also nurturing not you, but the whole. And with this contribution, you're also going to have the abundance that comes around to us. And it's just not on one level. It's on all levels, and it's in many ways. But a lot of times we don't realize the abundance around us. That's not just on a conscious level. It's not just the physical and the emotional or the financial. There's joy and love that we feel, and we express that uniqueness in that special way every day by just having a smile on our face, or saying hello to a stranger. If you see somebody who needs a hug, just needs a little support, just being present and allowing them to be there with you can be such a contribution to the whole. Not to mention it may be an agreement you have with that person, so you're fulfilling it. That alone is great, joyous, to finish something that you started. And now's the time to do that. If you were listening last week to Shireen Love, and I do, again, highly recommend you check out her website, Shireen Love, and that's SHARINELOVE.com. She has a wonderful, wonderful site with lots of information. Her meditations are very powerful, and they've changed my life. And I've done a lot of healing modalities through the years, and yes, I've done other ones that helped me begin the process of healing the DNA. But she was really the final one to really put a lot of things to rest, and I'm very grateful for her being in my life. I feel more ready to participate and contribute to the whole, even more so than ever before, because I'm here being present and helping everyone that I can, even if it's just a smile or a simple hello. We're all here to help each other. And 2009 is exactly that reason. That's what it's all about. So I do want to invite you, if you have something to say, if you want to call in with questions, if you want to know anything about your 2009, I am open for psychic readings. The number here is 877-876-5227 if you're in the U.S. 888-815-9756 if you're in Canada, and that also works in the U.S. There's a lot of things coming up, a lot of abundance for everyone. Just understand that there's a lot of unifying of the male and female energies in 2009. There's a lot of very good vibes and we need to rise and raise our vibration and frequencies every day. I have to admit today, I kind of invited myself to a party in my area. I've been to this woman's home several times before, and it feels like a very great group of like minds. I always feel comfortable. I always feel I can truly be myself there. I feel very accepted and well-received when I go to this woman's house. And CJ is an awesome healer herself. I know you will be hearing her name very soon when she gets her book out, CJ Walker. She let me come and invite myself to her party tonight, and we had a wonderful time. It's a group of people that get together and they do a meditation. That alone is helping a lot. She has a friend. She opened her home to someone that she met on a trip named Natasha, who is another wonderful leader that you're going to be hearing a lot about. I was very blessed to be in this home, setting intentions and sharing what I'm grateful for. And there is a lot to be grateful for. The last 8 years have not been easy ones for me. A lot of processing, a lot of tears, a lot of people coming and going in my life. Some of them I miss, and some of them not so much. But they're all blessings, and I send each of them love because they are a part of my journey, and I am who and what I am because of them. They made me a better person, and I hope I added to their life experience as well. It was interesting in this last few months. I've had a lot of people from my past come back, and it was the energy of the oppositions, Saturn and Uranus, unexpected things. But it's very interesting to talk to one man that I dated, and it ended very bitterly. But I didn't want it to end like it did. And it was interesting to get that closure, but possibilities of a friendship with this man. Hello, caller. How are you?
Hello, Jennifer. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. How are you?
I'm very, very good. And thank you for the great message.
You're welcome.
I have just an open mind, and if you get any kind of message, I'm open to hearing it.
Now, first of all, I need you to say your name so I clue in directly to you, since you are so open.
It's Christina.
I figured it was, but I just wanted to make sure.
Hello, world. How is the first quarter of 2009 for Chris and Alan?
Stronger than the last quarter of 2008.
Oh, see, and I'm getting it's going to be rock and roll.
It's going to be much better.
Yeah.
It's just fireworks for you guys. I don't see anything holding you back. I do get your energy at this moment, still a little scattered.
I'm just because I'm throwing it out there, sort of like bird feed. How's that?
Well, you need to focus a little more.
Okay.
And pick one or two things that really, and I know you do Isagenix,
mm-hmm.
and it's a great product. I also do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that's the main focus for you. And it really is going to take off in this year, especially this time. If you ever, I'll tell the audience now, if you want to learn how to really purify yourself and get a great cleanse as well as losing some weight, Isagenix is the way to do it.
Very high vibration. That's
it's
true.
Very high vibe. And it's all natural. It's herbal. It's awesome. I highly recommend it. And so, Chris, you have a website for your Isagenix?
Yeah, it's wolfeaglenetwork.com.
So if you want to contact Chris, if you want more information, I do have a link also on my page. But Chris is an awesome, and she has the knowledge of Isagenix. But I also get there's a couple other projects that you're working on that, and I get you writing. Are you writing something?
I just got done writing a New Year's newsletter. Printed it up actually yesterday and was stuffing envelopes today. So
well, I see
that.
You writing something a little more bigger than a newsletter.
So that's probably where you're getting the scatter, because every time I think about writing, I can't focus.
What scares you about it?
Well, because there's just so much in the time, and where do you begin, and how do you, you know, how does God do it? But it all just fits together like that perfect puzzle you were talking about earlier. And there's so many avenues that you don't even see that play part in having everything manifest.
Now, do you mean in a book form or overall?
Overall.
Overall?
Yeah.
The first thing, you got to have an outline. You got to have an overview of what the final product that you are trying to create. And you know this. This is manifestation 101.
Right.
And then you break it down in little pieces. Generally, the way I do it is I see what the end result is, and I say, okay, Spirit, this is what I'm looking for. Tell me how to get there. And generally, I will get signs to do X, Y, and Z. And it's very interesting. It's like, for example, I wrote a book at the end of this year, and we'll be publishing it probably within the next couple weeks. And basically, I saw something in the store that was so ugly it was cute.
Right.
And I got inspired to write what I call an adult children's story, though it will be a children's story as well. But just from seeing that and seeing it again and seeing it again, I got a clue. I got to do something with it. Yet I really didn't want to buy it. So I took a lot of photos of it, made up a story of it, and now I have a book.
But it sure is a cute design.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
So that's basically how the universe works. They give you an idea. You think, okay, do I really want to do this? If they keep showing it, there's something there. If you get any sign three times, pay attention. If you don't pay attention after the second time, this is like a 2x4 by the third time.
Okay, so what you're telling me is God's been giving me signs and I haven't been paying attention.
Bingo.
All right.
You know, one thing that I got a lot last year, what you resist will persist. So what, Chris, are you most resisting at this time? That's still persisting, that you're still getting that there's something, that you're still getting signs about it, but you're still saying no, no, no. Does anything pop in your mind?
Yeah, it's, you know, those telephone dialers that make those big blast calls out to massively?
Yeah.
And, I mean, it went crazy during the election because we were getting all of the politicians calling us on those.
Mm-hmm.
And I've resisted that. I even wrote an article about how I didn't even like it. And something's come forward and someone let me play with it today. And I've had a lot of fun with the feedback from just using it for 500 numbers. And even though I don't like it and it was annoying to me, it's been a whole lot of fun talking to the people call back today just from that phone message. And that just kind of blew me away. I didn't think it would work. In fact, I was thinking people were going to call and tell me, take me off the list, take me off the list. And instead, it's like I got their emails, I got their phone numbers, or we want to talk again and stuff like that. And so I've been using that. I used it to promote the free Robert Kiyosaki audio CD that I've been giving away. So it's been easy. You know, it wasn't like I'm trying to sell anything. I'm giving it away. And they just go over to the website, and then they click on that banner ad, and they get their free audio CD. But in that process, I've made like 6 new friends today.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So, you know, I did something that I didn't agree with.
Or you didn't think you agreed with.
Well, I still struggle with it. However, it is, part of it is, you know, the industry itself in referral marketing, social marketing, it's changing.
Yes, it is.
And so and it's getting very, you know, it's definitely global. So we don't want to be, you know, bugging people. We want, and in that process, you know, bugging people with the phone call, that bugs me, that, you know, it bugs me. But they can opt out, or they can call me back and tell me to take them off the list. But I didn't get any of that.
So you need to be a little more open to possibilities.
Yeah, see, but I'm struggling with that.
Well,
it's just, you're right. I mean, I've had so much fun today, and nobody was mad at me.
So, what did you learn from this experience about yourself?
That I'm stubborn?
Well, we need that one.
Maybe that what scares me doesn't scare other people?
Of course.
You know, why would I resist something that helps me work smarter and not harder? I have no clue, but it's definitely a smart way to get the message out to the masses and just allow it to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been on my mind. And
do you see how you're limiting yourself?
Yes, because I'm trying to be right.
But there is no right and there is no wrong.
I know. I've heard that saying, oh, you be right, I'll be rich. I heard that message really clear. Okay, you be right, I'll be rich. So I know that the money is out there. Like, I was talking to a radio guy today from, like, Ohio or something, and he's a salesman. He sells radio spots, and I asked him how his sales were, and his sales were up. And December was a record-breaking month for me in my company. And so it's like, if we don't listen to the news and we don't listen to the media and we just focus on what our world is, we definitely can manifest it.
No, we are manifesting.
We are manifesting it. That's right. That's right. But the first quarter of 2009 is going to be rock and roll, having a lot of fun, and building the business big.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I saw that too. And I will get off the phone so somebody else can call you.
Well, I do appreciate you calling. You know that.
I appreciate you too, Jennifer. And again, everybody, Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year's to
all
you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Now, that's the one thing that I think a lot of people are realizing is, and I know I did, how much we truly do limit ourselves. And that is one of the reasons why we do have the mirrors in other people's coming. And you say, wow, that person really is not doing this and this and that. And you got to think, well, am I doing the same? And I recently have been rereading yet again, because it's always good to kind of remind myself of the four agreements. And the four agreements being impeccability with your words, making no assumptions. Now my mind goes blank on them. Isn't that horrible? But the impeccability one is the one that really got to me. And we have another caller. Thank you. Hello, caller.
Yes, hi, Jennifer. My name's Jim. I'm calling from Florida.
Hi, Jim from Florida. How are you doing?
Yeah, Happy New Year. I'm okay. Just wondering what you see the year starting out for me, what it holds, what's in store. Am I on the right path financially? And do you see anything changing relationship-wise?
I see a lot of changes for you in all areas of life. I see you heading in the right direction for your career, but it's not quite it needs a little more refinement, is what they're saying.
Okay.
And I see it really refining itself and being in a better place February. I think there's still going to be a lot of changes happening in January for you financially, because your career is just, I don't see any major problems for you financially. I think you're going to be fine. But I do see your career being refined.
Okay.
A little more definition given to you. You do it some meditation?
I should pursue that more this year. I know I need to do more.
Because I feel like I do talk to you. Are you listening?
I'm sorry, Jennifer?
Are you listening to your guides? Because I really pick them up kind of like knocking you in your head saying, hello? And
well,
I think meditation will do you a lot of good.
Okay,
I think
sure.
A lot of the answers that you need, they're kind of like handing it to you and you're just going, and you're walking right by it.
Okay.
So I really get them giving you a lot of signs. A lot of signs. Do you see things like a couple times and go, huh, that's really interesting?
I'd be someone I think would be at the level that would be more in tune to that and would definitely, act on it or notice it more. So if it's something that obvious, I would be someone who would act on it. So I don't think I'm missing anything that obvious.
Well, because you're so high vibe, they're not that obvious.
Okay.
They're subtle things. I get them playing music. Do you listen to a lot of music?
Yes.
It's in the music. There's lyrics that in a song that they keep playing. I'm not getting the song. But there's a lyric in there that's giving you some major clues.
Okay.
And it is a song you really like.
Okay, yeah, because I do pay attention to that. I do, listen to what... if it comes on a certain, how you're driving and the song
right.
comes on, to me, I'm always open to these signs and stuff, so.
Yeah, you're like definitely open. I'm not saying you're not. I'm just, because of who and what you are, they tend to be a little more subtle.
Okay, sure.
And
okay.
So they're kind of working you, so you become even more aware because you are evolving so quickly, and everybody is, but you really are evolving very quickly. Some of the signs are really kind of subtle.
Okay. And financially for everyone, do you see the dollar collapsing or a kind of a meltdown financially?
Well, it's definitely going to be a restructuring of the world economy. And I do see that happening, but it's going to take some time for that all to evolve because of we've got 15 years of Pluto in Capricorn, which is all about restructuring the government, not just in the U.S. I think it's going to be worldwide. So I don't think all of a sudden the dollar is going to collapse and we're just going to be in a panic. I don't get that this year. I really
okay.
don't.
Okay.
I see the beginning of the process. I see a lot of change financially for a lot of people. But I truly believe that there is a lot of abundance for most people in this year.
Yes. Okay.
It's like they're not listening to the negative information that's out there, and that's going to switch. They're not going to believe it. So it's the mass consciousness kind of saying, no, we have an abundant life. Thank you very much. We're not buying that.
So you like more people are waking up and not
yes,
listening
most definitely.
To the propaganda.
Yeah.
No, this is what needs to be done for sure.
Yeah, the brainwashing that the government and a lot of the media has been playing out is going to be ignored, and it should be.
Yeah, people are waking up all the time, and so this is. I think this will only accelerate as they try to force their agenda too. They're almost panicking. So the more desperate they look, I think. The more it will implode around them. So,
the more a lot of people are getting their backs to the wall.
Yeah.
So they can only surrender and move forward. There's nowhere else to go but up.
Yes.
They've already bottomed out. Most people bottomed out in 2008.
Yeah.
It can only go up now.
Yeah. Yeah. Most people know they've been lied to about everything, and they're not going to drink the Obama Kool-Aid. But relationship-wise, do you see anything happening for me this year? Because it's been kind of, I don't know, maybe I'm not manifesting properly or...
Let it go.
Let it go, huh?
Let it go. Then
yeah.
It will be there. You're holding on too tight.
Yeah, or maybe I'm fearing change.
No, that person is with you now.
Okay.
Don't say, I wish I had, I wish I... No, it's already there. You're in line for your divine compliment. Just know that that person's already there. Because you will have a person this year, definitely. I'm definitely seeing somebody coming into your life. Time-wise is up to you.
Okay.
Because I think that's like part of the subtle hints he may have been giving you.
Okay. Because, I've been kind of tired lately and not going out that much. So maybe I haven't been doing as much.
But it's like this. The more you are looking for something, the less you'll see it.
Okay. Yeah, like anything else, right?
So the more you just relax, connect to your heart, things will just be so easily in front of you. You'll be totally in the flow, and everything's going to come right to you.
Okay, then. So I'm kind of on the right path, but I just need to...
Refine it,
pay more attention to the signs, and meditate more.
Definitely. The meditation, at least once a day.
Yes.
At least.
5-15 minutes, maybe.
If you can do longer, that's better.
Okay.
Let's start out with 15, but I see you doing, eventually by the end of the year, believe it or not, 2 hours.
Wow.
It might not be all, it's like an hour in the morning, an hour a night or something, but I do see 2 hours of meditation for you.
Okay. Okay, then. Well, if you can't think of anything else, I'll let someone else have a chance.
Just know that you're very blessed and count your blessings, and more will come to you. But don't hold on too tight to what you want.
Okay.
Because you're not giving him any room to do anything.
Just say that one more time, because I'm not giving him room. How am I not giving him room?
By holding on by what you want.
Uh-huh.
For example, you want a relationship. You're trying to manifest the relationship. Give the relationship question truly to them so they can answer it, because you're still holding on to it.
Okay.
Stop asking.
Okay.
Just know that it's there.
Okay.
All right, and the same with the job, the career, the path. The more you just surrender and let them kind of lead you in the right direction, you won't have any questions. You'll know exactly what you're supposed to be doing.
Okay.
You'll know what the refinements are, the definitions that they want, the direction you want to go. You are following what you're getting very well, they're saying. But they're saying that at times you kind of get in your own way.
Mm-hmm.
And just relax. Really relax. That's why you're so tired. You're doing double time.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I appreciate this. You made a lot of sense, so it gives me hope for the new year, and I appreciate what you said. So happy new year to you. Thank you,
Jennifer.
Happy
new year to you. Thank you so much for calling and listening. That is something that is not always easy to do. And as I said, that 2000 years was a year of challenges for many people. And it is, 2009 is just the opportunity to ground the ideas that you thought of in 2008 and with a stabilizing force to have fruition of success. Now, a lot of people may not understand, but right now, starting yesterday, Saturn, the taskmaster, the planet of karma, went into retrograde. So it's a really good time to refine and define the plans before you move forward. Hello, caller. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
And what is your name?
Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Okay, what's
your new year? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you.
What's your question?
Having a show.
Yes. Thank you. How can I help you tonight?
Well, I was just wondering if you could get any messages about my upcoming year.
Can you give me an area you want me to focus on? Because there's a lot of areas.
Oh, let's see.
Where's your main concern?
I think that I'm in a relationship that's holding me back, and I feel kind of caught in it, and I don't know what to do about it, and I can't seem to be able to pull beyond it.
Okay, what's the person's name?
I'm feeling kind of frustrated. Pardon?
What's the person's name? What's the first name?
Just the first name?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's so funny that I think that I'm actually blocking. I'm so upset with the relationship, I'm actually blocking his name at this moment. Can you believe that?
Yes, because it should have ended like 3 months ago.
It should have ended a long time ago.
Yeah. So
I feel like maternal towards him because I feel like he's under ill health and such like that, and I kind of feel like I don't know. Anyway, his name is Marcus.
Okay.
Well, that was strange, blocking his name that strongly.
Well, it's definitely a done deal. You know it. There's no reason. If anything, you're not helping his health at all. Because you're stressed out and he's picking up that stress.
Yeah.
He has plenty of people around to help him. He's not going to be alone. And you know this.
Well, you know, I love him very much, but I just feel stifled, you know? Like, I feel like I put my life, my life is on hold right now until I can energetically shift this relationship. And so I feel very frustrated over it.
Okay.
Because I don't want to hurt him. And actually, I enjoy being around him a great deal, but it's like, you know, it's like I'm the kind of person, I don't want TV around me and things like that, and he's real absorbed in it, and he's real absorbed in everyday life, you know. And I want to further my spiritual life, and he's just not on a path, and I feel so frustrated. But anyway.
Okay, so if he's stuck in front of the TV, why can't you be doing your spiritual path?
Well, I'm very Piscean, and we tend to blend into, and I do this, I tend to blend into the environments that I'm in, and I don't feel like, I don't feel like, when I'm in his space, that I can do what I need to do for myself. Or what I really want to do. I don't know. It's very frustrating. It's kind of complex, too, you know, as these things are.
It's only complex if you make it complex. It's actually very easy. You're choosing mm-hmm. to stick in a situation and not do what you truly want. So you're not being true to yourself. So you're feeling that.
That's what I feel.
But in reality, you're choosing not to take care of yourself and using him as the excuse. So what is your resistance, truly? What is your resistance to really going after your spiritual path? What are you so afraid of? Because he's just the excuse. He's not really holding you back at all.
Well, you're probably absolutely right on that.
So why are you so afraid of? It's a beautiful place. Mm-hmm. Come join us.
Well, I tend to think that people are that are part of your life are your path, and that if there's something wrong with that, that it needs to be sorted out instead of abandoned. So,
okay, hold on, right there. Okay,
right.
He's sick, so how are you sick?
So how am I what?
Sick. sick, if he is your mirror, and truly he is, if he is ill, how are you ill?
If he is ill, how am I ill?
If he's your mirror. In that mess, how does he mirror you at this point? Because right now it sounds like opposite.
Yeah.
And I'm getting that what he's showing you is what you're not anymore. And to wake up and say, that's not who I am anymore. He's a mirror of your past. Not your present, not your future. You've outgrown him.
Yeah, but I think my problem is that I suffer at the thought of him being abandoned by me.
But he isn't. You don't have to do it in such a way that's abandonment. Not at all. Because it's not.
If I leave the relationship, I'll be abandoning him.
No, you won't. You're leaving a relationship. You're not abandoning him. You still can be good friends. You're just
I tried that, and that's why how I kind of got sucked in, back in, because I shifted. You know, this past year has been all about shifting it into a friendship, mm-hmm. but now we're back on the, you know, now I'm feeling suffocated again, you know. So it's strange. It's been very, and I keep thinking there's something that I'm missing here in terms of, like my lesson or what I should be doing.
Take control of your life is a lesson.
It can't be right. It can't be right if I'm not happy.
No, it isn't. You know what I mean? Need to take control of your life and truly control it. You're allowing him to suck you back into a relationship you don't want. You're letting him have your power. Keep your power.
Right. Yeah. Well, I was doing really well, but then it's almost like I have to, and I don't want to. I don't want to just cut it off, you know. I'm not like that, but I'm feeling
when it is right for you to walk away, when you are strong enough, you will.
Yeah.
And until you're at this point that you are truly strong enough to take back your power,
mm-hmm.
until you get to that point, you're going to be exactly where you are. But you need to really hit bottom and understand mm-hmm. that you're giving all your energy to him, and yet he's getting sick.
Mm-hmm.
Does that
sound
like really the kind of relationship either one of you want?
Actually, his health has improved a lot since he met me. I think he was pretty, very sick before I met him. And then,
yeah, because he's getting all your energy.
Yeah.
But his illness has nothing to do with you. Absolutely nothing. He had it before you. He'll have it after. That's his own issues.
Right.
And he's using that issue to suck you in. Please feel sorry for me. Don't leave me.
Right.
He's asking to be abandoned in a way because that's what he needs to feel sorry for himself.
I guess. It's kind of a rough road to hoe.
But I understand you are not responsible. Your responsibility is to you, first and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're happy, he will be happier. Because once you leave, somebody else can come in for you to truly make you happy, and in turn, someone who can truly make him happy. Because neither one of you is really happy.
Yeah. Well, he keeps saying he's, like, in love, you know, and
he's in love with the idea of having you there. It's not necessarily that he's in love with you.
Right.
He's in love with the company. He's in love with control. He's in love with the support you give him.
Mm-hmm.
The companionship.
And
I'm not getting truly in love with you.
Right.
The idea of you, yes, but not necessarily you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry if this is being blunt, but that's the way I give readings.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's no problem. You know, because, you know, I offer a lot of companionship and friendship, you know, for him. And
mm-hmm.
and without that, I think he'd be, you know, pretty lonely and set back. So
he'd be able to go out and meet other people.
Mm-hmm. Is he? Did you ask me?
No, I said he would. When somebody gets lonely enough, they find a friend. You're not letting him grow.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing more harm to yourself and to him than you're helping him. And I understand about Pisces. They're very sensitive. They're very giving. It's all about everybody else, first and foremost, with Pisces. Truly it is. They come second in their eyes because they're such givers. They forget about themselves. I'm asking you to remember you first and foremost.
Yeah, you know, I'm so hungry to get on my own path again, and it's not, I just feel consumed, you know what I mean? So,
you're going to feel that way till you take control of your life.
Yeah.
And walk away, and just say, we need a little break. I'll be your friend, but I need to get away from you.
Yeah.
Don't contact me for 1 month. And then that way, all the triggers, all the cords, all the things that are entangling you with this man will be clean. And then you can start over.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be a positive, healthy friendship. And only
mm-hmm.
a friendship.
Mm-hmm.
If down the line it gets to the point that you can't have a relationship, you can't. But I really see somebody else coming into your life once you walk away from him,
mm-hmm.
from Marco.
Well, I'm not sure I'm ready for that.
Yeah, you are. You're hungry for somebody who's on a path, this man is.
I am hungry for someone on the path, but, you know, it's very hard to find someone that's on... Well,
not anymore.
I shouldn't precondition it. But
no, you want somebody. You want your divine complement, someone who treats you as your equal, who is your equal.
Someone
in all ways,
speaks my language.
Yeah,
and understand. You know,
wouldn't that be beautiful? So why are you keeping yourself from it?
It'd be wonderful.
Then go get it.
Yeah.
Because Marco really will be fine. Just make it clear to him, do not contact me for at least 1 month. I will be in touch with you. Don't call me, I'll call you.
Hmm. Okay.
And until you do that, you're going to be stuck. Because nobody
mm-hmm.
can fix this for you but you. And you know that.
Right.
I mean, part of you would love it if Marco would say, you know, this is really done. Can you leave? But that's not going to happen. Because
mm-hmm.
think of it this way. He's addicted to you. You're like a drug.
Right.
And in turn, you're addicted to him. So you need to break the addiction by walking away.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you've got the courage and I know you've got the strength. I know it's in you right now, because your path, your spiritual life, is so calling you.
Right.
And it's his hand holding you back from that addiction that's keeping you from what you truly are supposed to be doing.
Yep.
Because he's not going to change. He's not going to change. This is just who and what he is right now.
He is who he is, you know.
Yeah, and you accept it, yet you don't. because you're still there.
Right.
And the first thing you said, you feel like you're very maternal to him. Well, that means you're taking care of him.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yep, you're right. And part of me says, you know, I really sometimes think that he's not going to be with us all that much longer, you know.
Okay.
I'm not really sure about that.
On a scale of 1 to 10, I want you just 10 being the highest. How much of you is just wanting to stay with him till he dies? Honestly. Don't think.
On a scale of 1 to 10, mm-hmm. I feel pretty strongly committed to staying with him until he passes, but I'm not really sure if he's... But, you know, it's just...
Because I don't see him going anywhere.
It's so bizarre.
I don't see him going anywhere. I really don't.
Yeah.
And you can be with him as a friend, but you just need a little break from him. Because it literally is starving you up for oxygen.
Yeah, I feel pretty drained by several people in my life, and
bye-bye. Say adios to them.
Yeah.
Say, okay, literally, I know you do meditation. I know you hear your guides because they're screaming at you. That's why you feel the way you do. Ask them, what is the lesson I'm not learning from this man?
Mm-hmm.
Or another thing that I do a lot, and this is going to be the last time because our time is running up very quickly, is if he's for my highest good, then he will be in my life. If I've learned all the lessons I need to learn from this man, have him disappear. Doesn't mean he's had to die. Just mean he will no longer be part of your life for the time being.
Right.
And see what happens.
Okay.
You're going to have a great year.
I need a break. I need to reestablish my own self. Right.
Mm-hmm. Get balanced again. Because then you can truly help him if he truly is there and wants to help.
Mm-hmm.
But right now you're not helping him, and you're not helping yourself.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Jennifer, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening. You take care.
All right.
All right. Thank you. There's a lot of things that we're still cleaning up and clearing out, and those little things, that's what I really think this Saturn being in retrograde for the next few months. Actually, it's in retrograde till May. So you got a little time to clean up things and become whole and complete within yourself. And once you do, that's when your divine complement will come in, as soon as all the things that make you who you truly are will really kind of finalize the deal. And caller, I wish I could take you, but I've got like 1 minute left. So
that's
unless
okay.
You have a very, very quick question, I'm going to ask you to wait till next week because I will be taking questions next week.
That'll be fine.
Okay?
All right.
I really appreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. So with that, I do want you to understand that right now we have the opportunity to become aware of our attitudes and make them one of love and grace. You need to feel, sense, and touch the bright life that lives in your heart, that God sparked of divinity, and live through that porthole at all times. Sense, feel, and touch that joy right there, and understand that only you are blocking that true essence of you. And the more you release that inner beauty of self, and this is the time that you can do that, and then you can truly live. The choice is now, and the choice is yours. Where do you want to go? And with that, this is Jennifer Hellman. Next week, I will be taking more questions and more comments. I appreciate you listening very much. But this is Jennifer Hellman saying, with each breath of air, we hope you've gained new insights and inspirations. Until next time, many blessings and good night.